Okay, where are we holding? I want to remind you of the big picture, and then we'll deal with the pratim that we're in the middle of. You have to realize the big picture of Barshatya Yevam Islamet Aleph. What is the main nakuda that this opens up in this Gemara? The sugya talked about things that had to do with Chazak Demeikara. And Trei V'Trei is Vaita in Inyan of Chazak Demeikara. What's happening on the bottom line of the Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph and the top line of Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis is that we're suddenly being told that Chazaka of Maminis, the Chazaka of Amarikama by Mamin, is somehow Shayach to this whole sugya. That is what we talked about, what got us into yesterday's discussion. Today we're not going to finish. Sunday we'll finish Mitzvah Hashem, but you have to realize, before I get into any pratim, what is going on here? What's a major event with Barshatya? What makes Barshatya a major piece of Chiddush in this Gemara? The answer is because the Gemara says that the four lines at the bottom says Ukmiya Chazaka, that by Eishes Ish Yishestel Achazaka Midi Dehavi Anachti Beishatya Beishatya Ukmiya Chazaka. So we're comparing Safik Kar of Law, Safik Kar of Law, which is Ukmiya Chazaka Demeikara, with Maminis, that you leave Mamin in the Cheskes Marikam. So that's sort of the major event that's taking place in this piece of Gemara. It's a sugya of Trei V'Trei. I'm talking about Trei V'Trei. But I'm not talking to you about Trei V'Trei, because Trei V'Trei we discussed already. We're talking now about this new idea that a Chazaka b'Mamin has something to do with Chazaka d'Meikar. And Bashkofa Rishayna, it's wrong, because as I said yesterday, the Gemara says, how do you know Hameitim Mechaveri Olav Araya? The Gemara says, Kra Lamali Svarahu. The Gemara says, you don't need a Pasik. It's a svara. We know Chazakin Meikara is a pasuk. We learn that from Mitzvah. Memela, what turns out is that we have here a puzzling issue of the Gemara comparing what seems to be a Meitim Chavav Haraya with Chazakin Meikara. That's the background. Today we're going to talk Pratim. But that's the background to where we're coming into a major event in this Shakra Vitae of the Gemara. Now, in order to discuss this, we started talking yesterday about Hamaitzim Mechaveri Olav Araya. The Claire, is Hamaitzim Mechaveri Olav Araya a Din Vadai or a Din Safik? Is it definitely yours? Or is it that Hamaitzim Olav Araya? We don't know what to do. The Safik, leave it where it is. So the Chemda Shloima is the stira of two Gemaras. One Gemara seems to say B'Teres Vadai, and one Gemara seems to say B'Teres Safik. Gemara number one was Bava Metzia Davav. Tokfei Kayein, the Machlaikis, the Gemara is Golem and Yamar, Tokfei Kayein Metzia Miyada. If you have a Safik Bechar, a Kayein grants it, Metzia Miyada, you take it out of his hands. And it's Nichnas Lidir L'Saser, and you put it back into the corral, and you take Maisa from it. You take Maisa from it. Maisa has to be Asiri Vadai, Velay Asiri Safik. Maisa, you don't give Maisa to Safik. Maisa, you only give it to Vadai. It's a Raya, Hamaitim Echaverei, all of a Raya makes it yours, B'Teres Vadai. The Kaya grabbed it, they give it back to you, because the Maisa have a Raya, can't grab. So, Hamaitim Echvei Avaraya is it Vadai yours? And the Mela you give Maisa from it. If it would be a Bechar, it wouldn't be yours. It would be Maman HaShevit, it would belong to the Kayanim, you wouldn't give Maisa. So Bava Metzia is Hamaitim Echvei Avaraya is a Vadai. In Bava Basra, Pei Aleph, by the fellow who bought two trees, it's a Suffolk if he gets the Karaka. We say we give the land to the Marikama, to the seller, and the buyer gets the trees, he has a right to use the earth, the Yanika, because man, the trees are around. You can't sell someone trees and then tell them pick it up and remove it. But the etzik gufa karka belongs to the marikama, and because the mitzvah of araya, and the trees go to the buyer, and the trees that give fruit to safik and the chayv and bikurim. Safik and the chayv and bikurim. So maybe vein kaire. He brings him a safik vein kaire, and he doesn't say the parasha. So there, we see how Maisim Mechavei Avaraya is the Terasafik. If the karka would go back to the original seller, Betaras Vadai, then it's Vadai his. And then the farmer who owns the two trees shouldn't bring Bikurim, because the karka is Vadai, not his. So from that Gemara was Mashma that Maisim Mechavei Avaraya is the Terasafik. And Meila, it's a Safik. Is it really the owner? Is it really the owner of the trees? So maybe they're in a company. So this is the kasha that we said yesterday. In discussing here, we got sidetracked to a lot of things. So today we're hearing it concisely. Bava Metzia, you see that Rezal Avaraya is a Vadois. In Bava Kama, in Bava Basra, you see Rezal Avaraya is the Torah Safik. What's the answer? So Chen de Shleimer wrote this Shaila to the Nesivis, to the Bava Adar. You should answer him. So he answers with a letter which is printed in Tshuva Beis, as Tshuva Beis, Nechem de Shleimai. And he answers the following. Now listen carefully. He says, really, Hamaytzi Mechaveiroi Olav Araya is Be'etzem B'Torah Sav. Svarahu, what's the Svarah? Svarah is as Vada yours? No. Svarah is as Safik yours. However, in every single case that Bezdin paskes Hamaytzi Mechaveiroi Olav Araya, after Bezdin's psak gives it to the Muzik, the other person is Miayish. He realizes he'll never get it, Bezdin paskes. The other person is Miayish. And since he's Miayish, after the Yiyush, it becomes his, the Muzik, B'teres Vada. So the Nesivis has a chap. The chap is that in Lomdis, Hamaytzi Mechaveiroi Olav Araya is only the Torah Safik. So Bezdin says, Yavig is in Torah. Two people come to Bezdin. And again, the same thing. He's carrying two bottles of whatever it is. One bottle breaks. They don't know whose bottle broke. So the two Chaveirim, who own the two bottles, come to Bezdin. They say, what's it in? He was carrying two identical bottles of drink, and one broke by this. Who is the one that has to take the loss? So Bezdin says, Hamaytzi Mechaveiroi Olav Araya, he's holding the bottle, it's his. Is Bezdin saying it, but there is Vadai? It's Vadai, he is, of course not. You see, this says Bezdin's tzak is, it's his, but there is something. But as soon as Bezdin paskins, the other fellow is Miayish. He says, I'll never get it back. When you're Miayish on anything that came to the other person's hand, Beheter, not a counselor, came to him, Beheter. When Miayish on came to Beheter, it becomes his. So Mamela, it's his B'teres Vada. Because of the Yiyush, it becomes his B'teres Vada. Huh? The rule is that a filo is itzavach, he's still miayish. Even if a person screams, I'm not miayish, if we have an umdin, he's miayish, it's a yiyush. Just we say, he's sad. He's screaming. Someone drops something, someone gets off the train, and he leaves his umbrella in the subway, in New York City. I'm positive he's miayish. Even if he's not miayish. As long as he leaves an umbrella, he's miayish. If he leaves a diamond ring on the subway, that's for sure. He's also Miayish. As soon as the train pulls away, he's Vade Miayish. Now, he may be screaming, I'm not Miayish, but he's Miayish. Chazal say that Yish is a fact, not a choice. Sometimes it's a choice. Sometimes you could go get it, you can't go get it, so you may choose to be Miayish. There are cases where it's a Vade. So he's kind it with whatever he's holding it. He's holding it to the Tarsiyad. Yish is just a siluk. Yish is just a siluk. So maybe he's tainted. If it's in his katsu, he's tainted in the biggest katsu.
negative. The negative said that Yechaz only comes into Yechaz, and not in Yechaz. That's true.
There has to be a Kenyan. There has to be a status of a Shech. It's in his hand. He'd be kind of with the Yad. Kind of with the Yad. What? Right. By Gneva, you need Yish plus the Shini Rishus. But if it's also Beheteris the other, you don't need Yish plus Shini Rishus. All you need is Yish plus a Kenyan. Yish is a silver. He doesn't have to give it to someone else. He himself can be kainit. The Kibega says thoughts have to come into the chazi rat. But the Hagamah will be kainit, whatever he's doing. So how does that answer the kasha? Listen to the chapit of the sivis. In Bava Mitzia, it's talking about an animal. So by the animal, the Yisrael has the animal. The kain is the Ayish. And it becomes the Yisrael's. And it's Mataris Vada. In Bava Basra, we're talking about what? Karka. We're talking about Karka. There's a tree, two trees. Rumei sell two trees to Shimon. And we don't know if they meant to sell the land or not, so we say that the Marikama gets the land. The original owner, the seller, gets the land. Mataris Safik, he gets the land. What about Yish? Say the other person is the Ayish. So in the Sivis, there's no Yish by Karka. By Karka, there's no such thing as Yish. Why? There's a halacha that there's no Yish on something that is in your Rishus. Let's say I think I dropped something. I'm walking with you, I say, I dropped it, forget it. But it's really in my pocket, I don't realize it. So the halacha is that yish and something that's in your rishus is not a yish. Yish is not a yish. Yish is only a yish if it's outside of your control. Zatz in the sivis. In the case of Karka and Baba Basra, it's a case of Karka. So by Karka, when you win, Amisul Havaraya is not the Torah's Vagai. Mashiach came in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, where it's talking about the Talfalim, an animal. If you talk about an animal, then the Lumda supplies. The only one over right, Terah Safin. He's the Yahish, becomes his Terah Safin. This is the Sivis' Terah. Bottom line, like to the Sivis, you go to it in Terah, if it's the Talfalim, if the Lord, the Mashiach over right, makes it a Vadai. If it's Karaka, Azrael al Araya remains a suffix. That is, at the end, the bottom line.
And in most of the real, someone's pocket takes it away. In the 10 minutes, it's away. Away.
So that's the machlaik, is talking about Kaimitsian, I see the other. We grab the past from Amitsian, but the kasha was from the point of the Gemara, which goes back to Mariam and Mitsian. She doesn't help, so. Alright, this is the sea, this is Teretz. I hope you'll be thinking later, Agamar Barshachia was Karka, and it's going to influence Agamar. But then we're not talking about Barshachia. So this is the sea, this is Terrace. You have it, hopefully, a bit of a clerk. The Chavdei Shloimeh himself says, at least in the second Terrace, that the Shaila, if Hamaytim Echaverei Olav Araya, is Beteres Vadai or Beteres Safik depends on whether a Chazaka has to be a Birur or not. It's along this, if a Chazaka has to be a Birur, then a Maitre Chavarai is not a Birur. So it's only Beteres Safik. If Chazaka is good enough, just Hanogas HaSfakis, it doesn't have to be Mevar or anything. Then I might say, well, Araya is perfect. It works. Then it is the Teres Vaday. Chaim the Shloimeh says it depends. Why? What does the Chazaka have to do? Chazaka Ne'ekara passes the Teres Vaday. What is it? If it has to be a Birur, so then I might say, well, Araya is not a Birur. No one says a Birur. If it's only a Hagas HaSfakis, so then just like Hagas HaSfakis is a Vaday, this is also a Vaday. Is it a beer? So again, I'll give you the case I had. You and I both, we buy each of us a container of milk. I'm carrying the bag with both. And I drop one, buying this, I don't have to pay. And then we go to bed, and we say, I don't know which bottle remains. And listen, there's not going to be a beer in that case. And no one can be mevarech which bottle I drop. Chazaka de Meikara, we said, is a machlokes if it's a beer. We don't understand it well. We said yesterday that if you hold Sneka Dairaisa, apparently you hold that has to be a beer. Who's the Madiyama Treva Trey Sneka Dairaisa? Rabba, the Rabbi Yosef. And we said yesterday they hold that Chazaka is a beer. So they Treva Trey doesn't work. The Gemara in Bava Basra is Rabba. Gemara in Bava Basra is going by Rabba, who holds that a Chazaka is a beer. The Gemara in Bava Metzia is going like Rava, Abaye v'Rava. And it's Taka Machlaik, it's the two sugyas. The sugya in Bava Metzia holds Hametra Yavaraya is Beteris Vadai. Because that sugya holds Trey Trey Second Rabbana, which when you make the whole Cheshvin, Trey Trey, why is it Second Rabbana? Look, Nia Chazaka, Chazaka is not a beerer. That was the longest. See, your Chazaka is not a beerer. So then, and it still works. So it makes a right, he's not a beer, it still works. It makes a Torah's Ba'adai. Just like Chazaka de Meikara makes her an Eshashish B'Torah's Ba'adai. So too, it makes it his B'Torah's Ba'adai. The Gemara in Bava Basra is Rabba. Rabba holds Svekadei Raisa. The Cheshvin we had the other day, if you're Svekadei Raisa, you don't sell Chazaka, because he holds Chazaka as a beer. If he holds a beer, so this Gemara is not a beer, it's only B'Torah's Ba'adai. This is his Cheshvin. Bottom line, like the Chemda Shloimai. We need a bottom line with Nesivis, the bottom line with Chemda Shloimai. The Chemda Shloimai, the bottom line, it's a Machlaikis. If I'm Eitzim Achayim Avaraya, it's Teres Vadei Yosafik. Rabba Rav Yosef holds Vadei, and Rav Abaye holds Safik. That's a Machlaikis. So, we finished, at least with this portion of our discussion, that there's a Chakira, if I'm Eitzim Achayim Avaraya, is Vadei Yosafik. There is a stir of two Gemaras. It's not only Chemda Shloimai Nesivos talk about it. It's a sugya that others offer Turetzim to, which always makes it hard. And you have other Turetzim, which one do you work with? I don't know. We're going to work with these two Turetzim. That Nesivos holds that the Etzem 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 Avaraya is only a Safik, but because of Yish, it becomes a Vada. And the Chemda Shloimai holds it's a Machlokes HaSugyos. So we finish. This is the stipler of the Tzira. This is in Bozi Yud Aleph, I think. And this is a discussion regarding how myself I love God. Now, in Momin, there's an idea of Hamaytzi Mechaberi Olav Araya, which means leave things as it is. There's another concept called Marikama. In many, many cases, it's synonymous, it's used interchangeably. Hamaytzi Mechaberi Olav Araya is the Marikama, is the one who had it first. So it's easily used interchangeably. There are cases in Shas where you can't say the word Hamaytzi Mechaberi Olav Araya, and you could say the word Marikama. And the simple case is a case where I sell you an animal. I have a cow that's pregnant. Cow is pregnant, it's worth a certain amount of money. After a cow gives birth, it's a cow and a calf, it's worth more money. You buy it, you're not sure that it'll give birth to a viable calf, if it'll live through the childbirth. So I buy it, I'm a gambler with a gamble. I'm buying it at the price when it's a cow that's pregnant. I come to you, how much a pregnant cow? $1,000. Vinimsa obra betzida. The cow is not here. I'm talking to you, we finish davening, and shul, I give you $1,000, and I buy the cow. Now, Kesef is not paying the cows. So we do a kichalipin, or we do a handshake. Then I walk with you to the barn, and what do we find is a mazel tov. The calf was born already. What's a shayla? Was the calf born before I bought the cow? In which case, the mekach is a mekach tos, it wasn't a pregnant cow. Or was the calf born later, in which case, the buyer owns both of them. This is a shayla in the Gemara. So, Pashit, what would you paskin? Pashit Pshat. Of course, you would go paskin. Marikama. It's right now, it's in my barn. Not my, I'm the buyer, his barn. It's in his barn. He's the muzik. I can't prove it to you. Give me back my $1,000 and shalom on Yisrael. And you have your cow and you have your calf and make your shalom up. In the Mishnah there's a machlaikis. Sumcha says yachlaikum. Mamra abotum besatik chayel. Can we pass in that it goes to their owner? So Gemara says, 1 minute. Sumcha doesn't hold on a mitzvah chayel haraya? What's going on here? Anybody doesn't hold on a mitzvah chayel haraya? So the Gemara says, kagoyin dekaini ba'agam. Change the story. If I walk you home and it's in your barn, and it gives birth, everyone's maizen. Mitzvah haraya. Kagoyin dekaini ba'agam. The cow is not standing in your rishis. It's out in your shesarabim. It's out in the swamps. It's grazing. Now you listen to the shayla. That's a hard shayla. I buy a cow from you. I think it's a pregnant cow. And we go walk to the agam and it gave birth. I say it's mine. You say it's yours. Of course, I don't know if it's mine. You don't know if it's yours. I say maybe it's mine. You say maybe it's yours. There's no badei ramai. There's nobody lying. Nobody knows. What do you do here? So Simchis says, it's Mamun Amot of Besafikhov. We don't pass on Simchis. We say, what? Now here, you can't tell me, Hamaiti Mechaveri Olav Araya. Could you? How would you express it? Is this Hamaiti Mechaveri Olav Araya? And I'm waiting from you. It's Kaimi Baga. Here, at least in language, we'd be more comfortable using the expression Marekama. It goes to the Marekama, it goes to the original owner. The original owner certainly owned this cow at some point. We're not sure if the buyer's sale was a valid sale or not. So Mimela goes to the Marekama. Good? What? He wasn't a Marikama on the Vlad. Good question. So I'm going to answer you. If he's a Marikama on the cow, is that good enough to make a nice machina? Well, it's not possible that he owns a cow and he owns a calf. Cheska saying? I don't know what Cheska saying. But the question, not Marikama on the calf. I'm assuming that once we pass through the cows, not told, maybe they'll keep them. Maybe you'll be our female. Maybe he's a Marikama on the calf. Okay. Now this is called Marikama. Now here, I go back to the Hakira of yesterday. We cleared how Maitzim Mechal of Araya, how does it work? Today, we clear how does Marikama work? How does Marikama work? Now this Claire is in the Kuntres HaSfeikis. The Kuntres HaSfeikis, as most of you know, is printed in the back of the Ketzais. I think it's the Ketzais' brother, if I remember correctly. Or the Kuntres HaSfeikis that he had. For a brother like that, and I could have any Sfeikis. The Ketzais was positive about everything. Now you read the Ketzais, he's 100% positive about everything. Even when he argues with Tosfos and the Rambam and mother gave all the kayach ha-safik to one, all the kayach ha-vados to the other. So he wrote a kuntres ha-sfeikis, and in the first klal, ois hei, I don't know if it's called perik hei, ois hei, the beginning, in klal aleph, perik hei, he clears the din of Marikama. And his chakira is Marikama essentially the same thing as Amayt Zbech HaVel Varaya? Is it basically the same? And he says, what I told you, that Amayt Zbech HaVel Varaya is a chasvara. It's nothing to do with chasvara meikara. He says those words. He says, what about the din of Marikama when it's Kaini Ba'aga? What about a place where it's not hamitzi nechaber v'ray, not pulling it out of your hands, tiny ba'agam, but I win because I'm the marikam. What's this chakira? Is this a din of chazaka d'meikara, or is this a din of hamitzi nechaber v'ray? That's his claim. So we have now a new shiloh. Hamayt Zbech HaVel Varaya is not a din chazak de meikar. That was satisfied. So it's a gemara. Not argue. Gemara says svaro. But marikama by dine mavin, is that chazak de meikar, or is that Hamayt Zbech HaVel Varaya? That's his clear. How's he patient to clear? Stay suspended till Sunday, unless you want to look at it tomorrow. Whatever you prefer. Now, before we get into the lumbus of Kuchas HaSfekis, I just want to come back to Barshatya. Barshatya Zavim Nichsen. Why did he sell? Anybody know what he sold? Barshatya Zavim Nichsen, what did he sell? Huh? Anybody? Anybody? What? Karka. Anybody sold Karka? What? Yichzei is always karka. Gemara the Amid Beis says Ukmi Ara Baruch Mebuchaskus Parshatia. Okay, it says Ara. If you look in Subis, Rashi says karka, and Tosis says Dafka karka. The Kei Parshatia is Dafka Mechinas karka. That's his case. So now I'm sitting here with you and thinking, this, I don't think this is in the Kuchas HaSfekis. I'm just sitting with you and thinking out. The Gemara compares Barshatya to Chazaka d'Meikara. If Barshatya was talking about a Mitzvah Chel Olav Araya, we had a problem. That was the problem that got us talking. A Mitzvah Olav Araya, what does that have to do with Chazaka d'Meikara? Furnish, there's nothing. A Mitzvah Olav Araya is a Svara, so it's a Meikara, it's a Xeris HaKasa. However, now that we're learning that there's a separate inyan of Marikama, now that we're saying there's a concept of Marikama, what's Marikama? It's a situation where I'm not saying Hamayt Zbech HaVel Varaya. It's a situation where it could work as Chazak d'Meikara. What's my character? I'm in Besdin with you, and we're having an argument. Is this mine or is it yours? Now, if it's an animal in an agam, it's not a case of Hamayt Zbech HaVel, even though I'm a marikama. It's not Hamayt Zbech HaVel Varaya, because it's in the agam. So, it's a case of marikama. In karka, I can hear the argument. I agree that all karka is not Hamayt Zbech HaVel Varaya. All karka is the part of marikama. What's karka? I'm not holding it, and you might see for me. The karka is going to be me naked. The karka is going to stand there from my separationist until the end of the world. The karka is there and there and there and there. Just like an animal in an aga. The question is, what is the karka? Is it my karka or your karka? You're talking that we can call karka not a din of HaMayt Zbech HaVel Varaya. You can call karka a din of Marikama. If you call it a din of Marikama, we take one side of the Kuchas HaSfekis, the Marikama is a din of Chazak d'Meikara, then it's easy to learn Agamar. That's a problem, what I'm saying. Doesn't seem to stem with the Chim D'Shleimah so well. What you'll think about what I'm saying, stems with the Chim D'Shleimah, doesn't stem 100%. You have to figure out, this line of the Gemara, is Rabba talking, or is this line of the Gemara, who's talking? It's a Bayit Rabba talking, not Rabba. Maybe it does stem. It's all Cheshbainis. I can't tell you in Shir Cheshbainis. It's a Darmei Cheshbainis. But what I'm telling you now is the clair of the Kutchas HaSveikus. All the lamdis had to be patient in. We'll get to Sunday. The clair, this is the clair of the Kutchas HaSveikus. One side of his clair fixes our Gemara. It fixes it. Does that tzad shtim with the Chemda Shloimeh, who was talking about Karka and Baba Basra? That we have to figure out. Maybe it'll make it even more Gishmak if we figure it out. So that we're going to, we'll leave it in Hashem. We'll come back to it on Sunday.